Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim 17 Shana. Chazal tell us that it's a parsha stuma. Yaakov wanted to be Megala the Kate, and it was concealed from him. So we need to understand, B'siyata d'Shemaya, what does it mean to be Megala the Kate? It's very hard to understand that it means that he was going to tell his children the Kate, which would happen thousands of years later, because then what Tawelis is that for them? This was the big deal that Yaakov wanted to tell them at a certain point, thousands of years from that time. And the Torah is making a big asik out of the fact that he could have, which he wanted to, but it was taken away from him. It doesn't seem so mistaver. Al pi pnimius. Secondly, so Chazal tell us that Yaakov calls in Yosef, the Torah says so, and he begins to instruct him to carry him out of Mitzrayim, to bury him in Maris Machpelah. But if we track the conversation of Yaakov Avinu, it seems very back and forth. It doesn't seem so cohesive. Of course it is, but let's try to understand that he begins by asking about the children of Yosef, Mi'ela, and then he apologizes for burying Rachel on the road, and the fact that Hashem had appeared to him in Beis El, and then he asks him to bury him in Maris HaMachpelah again, V'shtachis L'Rosh Hamita, and then he gives brachas to him and then to the children. So the Torah goes into detail and spends a lot of time explaining this conversation, a very long conversation that Yaakov has with Yosef, but the cohesiveness needs explanation. Why are all these pieces necessary for this tachlis, either of benching the children or for being buried in Maris HaMachpelah? A couple questions just bechlal in the whole sugya is that Yosef had a master plan with the brothers coming down to Mitzrayim. It certainly had to do with the dreams. And at a certain point, Yosef gives up. And the Torah tells us, V'lo yochel Yosef l'sapek, that he couldn't hold back anymore. And he revealed his identity to the brothers, but the Sfas already points out that Yosef was forced to do so, but if not for the fact, V'lo yochel, he would have continued. It's certainly obvious from what he did with Shimon and with Yehuda and with Levi, putting the extra money in his sack, that these are the players who were involved in sending him down to Mitzrayim. Yehuda was the one who gave the Eitzah to sell him, and Shimon and Levi wanted to kill him, which is why he imprisoned Shimon and Binyamin coming down. It was all a setup for Sfas Tikkunim, which needed to take place, but apparently it was not over yet. V'lo yochel Yosef l'sapek, although he had pretty much had dealt with the main people who were involved in this plot against him. And lastly, the dreams of Yosef. There were two of them. One was with the sheaves, the stalks, and the other with the koichavim. The shemesh and the areich and the koichavim in the second dreams, which implies even Yaakov and his wife. Whereas in the first dream, with the bundles, there was no mention of that. At the end of Parashas Vayechi, moving into Parashas Shmos, we have to ask ourselves, when and how were these chalomos mekayim? Were they, in fact, mekuyim? They're certainly important. The Torah makes a big deal about them. And even when Yosef is approaching his brothers, they say, "V'hini bal ha-chalomos ha-lazeba." This is the motivation to sell him. But we have no way of seeing from the Torah itself the actual kiyum of these chalomos. So to begin, the question around these chalomos is whether or not this was a chalom ba'alma or this was a nevuah. And Chazal weigh in on this issue and tells us that Yaakov himself was mesopek about this. When he heard the first dream, he was not convinced. And this is really why there was a second dream to the first dream. Because when Yaakov heard the second dream, the Medrash learns that he understood that this was a chizayon, this was a nevuah, and it wasn't just chalom ba'alma. The Medrash, in fact, learns something very interesting. The Medrash brought down in Torah Shlema learns that when the Torah tells us, "V'aviv shamar asadavar," it's going on the second dream, not the first dream. And the Medrash explains, Elama Yaakov, Vaday ein zechaloy melech Yizayon. Now I see that this is a real nevuah. Dim lekem mihigad Yosef shemi Shemesh. Who told Yosef that my name is Shemesh? Kishva Yaakov leBeisel. When Yaakov came to the city of Beisel, Asa Malachai, the Malachim came. And they said, Asa Shemesha, the Shemesh has come, the Shemesh has come. That Yaakov was called Shemesh from that place, from that time that he came to Beisel and he had his dream. With the Malachim going up and down on the Sulam was just clearly a Nevuah, Niflav, and Ayram Yayid. The fact that Yosef was able to reveal in his second dream to see Yaakov as the Shemesh was a raya to Yaakov that Yosef was tapped into the same makar from which Yaakov received his dream from. And that what Yaakov was seeing in his dream and what Yosef was now seeing in his dreams was a continuation of what Yaakov had already begun to see. And the fact that when Yaakov woke up from his dream and he saw that there were 12 stones that had become one was an indication that there would be one son who would be koilel all of the 12 tribes. And that son would be Yosef, he assumed, which is why he refers to Yosef in the brachas he gives him before he dies as Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. And he refers to Yosef as the Evan Yisrael. Now there's an oimek, lefnimi oimek here, to help us understand the significance of these dreams, what Yaakov saw from these dreams, and understanding that Yaakov and Yosef had from these dreams. That Yaakov, when he said, V'avisham resa davar, Chazal tell us something very interesting. That Yaakov Avinu, Natal kulmus, he took a pen, V'kasav eze yoyim, eze shah, uve eze makay. He wrote down the time, the day, and the place that this dream would occur. What was he waiting to happen? What was he so anxious and so looking forward to? So we need to touch on the second dream a little bit more. The difference between Koychavim and Alumim. So the Medrash says in Bereshis Rabbah something very fascinating, which opens up the sugya tremendously. And it's very interesting that the Tzaddikim and the Sfar Makdoshim I haven't seen, although it could be, that it's not spoken about so much, it would seem. Yaakov Avinu Savar Shetchias HaMesim Magas B'Yamav. Yaakov thought that he would see Tchias HaMesim in his days. Shenemar, because he commented, Havoi Navo Ani V'Achicha. Will I come, me and your brothers? So the Medrash says, Havoi Navo Ani V'Achecha Nicha. Of course, me and your brothers, but Shema Ani V'Imecha. How can your mother come? Halo imecha kvar mesa, your mother's in the grave. Vat oimer aniva imecha. V'lo haya Yaakov avinu yoideya shadvar magiim lebila. Shivchas v'acha shagadal tukim. Yaakov thought it was referring to Rachel. And he said words which on the surface would seem that the dreams were nonsense. But he understood the oimek like we said before, because he said, how did he know that my name is Shemesh? But he thought that it was referring to Rachel. And how would Rachel come to Yosef? Tchias HaMesim. So Yaakov saw in the second dream Tchias HaMesim Agas B'Yamav, that in his days he would bring Tchias HaMesim. And this is a very big Pesach into the Sugya, as the Mor v'Shemesh points out. And he does quote this Chazal. And he tells us in Parshas Vayigash, U'kvar higia Tchias HaMesim Lias B'Yamav. It could have been that Tchias HaMesim would have been in his days. And he says, Ki avaydasol sheYaakov v'Hashvatim, Ubeprat Yosef Atzadik. Haya Iker Avaidasam Shayavai Hamashiach Biyameim. That they weren't working for us. They were working for the Ribbono Shel Olam in those days. That instead of having to go down to Galus Mitzrayim, they would like nip it in the bud. And they worked tirelessly. Vasakin Oyel Vamachal Shakai in their days. Not just for our days, but for their days. And this gives us a Pesach into understanding the second dream, its significance over the first dream. Because the first dream, the fact that it refers to the lechem, to the alumois, tells us that it had a lot to do with the rav, the famine. Which, by the way, gives us insight into understanding how Yosef knew how to teach the dream of Paro that way. It was because Yosef knew that his first dream was a chalim, shal emes, it was a nevuah, and it had to do with alum, and it had to do with food, with the rav, with the saiva. And he would be the solution to that. And so he knew, based on the first dream, how to teach up Paro's dream. And the fact that he's the one who gives the Eitzah, you should appoint somebody to manage this operation. And all the Rishonim, they say, how could Yosef wasn't being asked to give such advice? Who asked him for such advice? But part of the Oymek is that Yosef was offering that advice based on the first Chalom which he had. That he knew from the fact that everybody was bowing down to him that this was something which was reserved for him in regards to the Lechem, to the Alumim, to the Rav in Mitzrayim. Al-Kapana in the first dream had to do with the Rav. But the second dream has to do with Koychavim. Now, what's the Indian of Koychavim? So Koychavim is something which is already, we find, as a Mesaira, going back to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Because Chazal tell us, and it's clear from the Psukim, that each one of the Avos were benched with the Bracha that their children would be like Koychavim. Go back and look. Twice to Avram Avinu. Once to Yitzhak. And then to Yaakov. The bracha that the children would be like Koychavim. And in fact, when Yitzhak gives the brachas to Yaakov, and Parshas told us, the first set of brachas, then he says, V'yitin l'chaz berkas Avram, the Medrash says, what is this referring to? U'berachai, u'bracha she'berach Hashem es Avram, v'amar lo'y habet na hashamayimah, u'sfor ha'koychavim imtucha l'sparaisam, said Yitzhak to Yaakov, b'chohu makayim, Hashem will be makayim this bracha with you. And he had lichtige children. He had the 12 shvatim. He had children who were me'irim kakoychavim. But the inyan of a koychav is obviously very different than bundles of wheat. As Chazal point out, that the difference between Bnei Yisrael's koychavim or as afar is that afar refers to Bnei Yisrael in a state of katnus, whereas koychavim is in a state of godless. But the inyan of koychavim, even more so, is an inyan of Bnei Yisrael as a koychav is the inyan of Tchiyas HaMeis. We find the association, furthermore, in the brachas which Yitzchak gave to Yaakov, in the first bracha which he gave him. V'yitin lecha ha'elokim mital ha'shamayim. What is tal? So the Medrash says, in the Medrash HaGadol, Zeh tal ha'tchiyah sh'azei kardesh baruch hu l'hach bo'yis b'yimeisa. As it says in Pasuk in the Navi, kital oris talecha. Yitzchak gave brachas of Tchiyas HaMeisim to Yaakov. The first bracha, and also the second bracha, Berachas Avram. And the reason why Yitzchak was the one who was able to give such brachas is because he was the first one to make a bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar tells us that when Yitzchak was on the Mizbeach, about to be shechted, and Hashem saves him, so he had a me'ein at Tchiyas HaMeisim, and he made a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechai HaMeisim. It's considered to be a Tchiyas HaMeisim. So since he had the koyach of Tchiyas HaMeisim, he benched Yaakov with that koyach. But he says to him, B'chahu Mekayimah. It's going to be an iskayim with you. And so Yaakov understood that these dreams of Yosef would be b'chahu makayimah, especially since the first dream was an iskayim. We see that the brothers, that they bowed down to Yosef. Clearly that nevuah was an iskayim, but that the second nevuah slash chalam would also be b'chahu makayimah, tchiyas ha'meisim b'yamav. This is the brach of tal, this is the brach of the koychavim, which now Yosef was seeing in his dream. The fact that Yaakov thought that he can bring Tchiyas HaMeisim B'yamav is apparent from the fact that the Torah begins in the parasha of Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shvas Rishon. Vayechi Yaakov, Chazal tell us, these were the greatest years of his life, which is called Vayechi. And we know as it is Yaakov Avinu Loimeis, that he was an adag of Chaim. The Medrash, the Zohar calls him Ilana Dechaye, the tree of life. The fact that he was able to have such years of Chaim and Mitzrayim, we know that Eretz Mitzrayim is the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz HaChaim. Mitzrayim is called, therefore, Loike Eretz Mitzrayim. It's the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. So if Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz HaChaim, Mitzrayim is called the Eretz HaMaves. Like the fact that it doesn't have Chaim from the Geshamim, from the rain, it only gets its sustenance from the Nilus. It's like a dead land. But the fact that Yaakov was able to have years of Ayichi in Mitzrayim, is like a bechin of Tchiyas HaMeisim, that where there was Misa, he was still able to have Chaim. And that's inferred also from the continuation of the pasuk that it says that Yaakov had 17 years in Mitzrayim. Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana, because the Zohar Kaddish learns that 17 is a misbar of Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Zohar says, Ki Yavoi Toiv, when Tov comes, what's Toiv? Tchiyas HaMeisim. And 17 is Gematria Tov. And Yosef himself had a shaykh to this, because when did Yosef have these dreams? as it says in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, that Yosef too was ben shvas reshana haya. He was 17 years old too. So here Yaakov was trying to be connected. He's connected to the Inyan of Tchiyas HaMeisim in the 17 years of Mitzrayim, in the 17th year of his living in Mitzrayim, similar to Yosef's dreams at the age of 17, where he has these dreams of Tchiyas HaMeisim. But this really comes down to the following question. When was the Kiyum of the second Chalayim? The first Chalayim was Niskayim. The Medrash is very clear. The Medrash says, Vayavoy ache Yosef, vayishtachlu apay matza. The first time they came down to Yosef, the brothers bound down. It says in the Medrash, Hayoyim niskayim v'hinei sisubena alumaseichem atishtachavena lalumase. This was the Kiyum of the dream. Which dream? The Medrash is very specific. The first dream. Today was Neskayim, Hinei Tisuben al Moisechem, Atishachav al Moisechem. And it's very clear, the Torah says so. Vayizkar Yosef as a Chalaimus, as a Chalaimus. He remembered the Chalaimus. Oh! He has Chalaimus to be Mekayim. And the Medrash Lekachlev says there, Kevin Shishtachal lo Pai Matza, Zach as a Chalaimus, Vihinei Tisuben al Moisechem, Jerul Masi. He remembered the Chalaim. He says he remembered all, not just one Chalaim. He remembered both Chalaimus. The first one was Niskayim, but it says Zachar Sachalaimais. But only the first one was Niskayim. The real question is, when was the second Chalaim Niskayim? So the Medrash reveals something fascinating. The Medrash quoted in the Torah Shleima in this week's Parashah, Parashas Vayechi, says that this occurred when Yaakov bows down to Yosef on his deathbed. Vayishtachu Yisrael Vayeshev al Hamita. Says in Medrash, L'kayim ha-shenemar, havoy, navoy, ani, v'imcha, l'shtachu v'slachart. That here in Yaakov's final moments, he's Mekayim, the second Chalayim, of his bowing down. Because remember, only when Yaakov bows down is there a Kiyum of the second Chalayim, because he's not mentioned in the first Chalayim. So it's not enough that the brothers bowed down numerous times over the course of their interactions with Yosef. Each time was just a nachamal akim of the first chalom. The Medrash says so in Lekachtaif. Says in Yosef's dreams we find the word vihinei five times. Vihinei anachnu, vihinei kamnu, vihinei tesuvena, v'chule v'chule. Connect the five times they bow down to him. And that's only the first chalom. But the second chalom requires a Yaakov. And Yaakov was mekayin that chalom. V'aviv shamar es hadavar. He remembered it. He looked forward to being Mekayimit at this moment. If that's the case, this was an opportune time for Yaakov Avinu to bring Tchiyas HaMeisim, because the second Chalom was all about Tchiyas HaMeisim. He was the one who said, this was the moment of Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Yisrael Shas Rishan, as the Torah in the Parsha begins to tell us, which has a Shaychus to this case. So we've understood when the dreams came true. Going back to our questions, the first dream, the beginning of the second dream, the difference between the Alumois and the Kechavim. We're now coming to the main questions, which is, in Yosef's conversation with Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov was telling him, who are these children? And then he mentions the Luz, and he has to apologize for Ben Rachel on the side of the road. And then the Torah says that he wanted to be Megadol of the Ketz and he wanted to give brachas to his children. But here's what it seems. That this was the moment of Savar Yaakov, Shemagaz Tchiyas HaMeisim B'yomav. In fact, the Sfar Mekdashim tell us that before the death of a person, he reaches his highest madriga possible. On the day of his death, the days preceding that, that's why Yaakov here is referred to as Yisrael. Vayishav Yisrael al Reish Hamita. He is that Shemesh now. And this tells us why Yaakov Avinu is making reference to Luz. He's making reference to Rachel. Because there's a missing piece in this dream. In order for Tchiyas HaMeisim B'gaas B'yomav, it has to be that Rachel has to be here and she has to bow down. And the whole secret of Tchiyas HaMeisim is totally in what which we know from the Zohar Kodesh, in a bone in the back of the head, which only has its nourishment from Alav HaMalka, which is called the Luz bone. And that's why Yaakov Avinu says here, that Hashem was nirai lai baluz beretz kanan vayarechesi. He mentions the Luz, which is the secret of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And then he progresses to speak about Rachel, and he says, Meisalai Rachel. He's making a connection between the shayrish of Tchiyas HaMeisim and Rachel, Because this is the moment of Tchiyas HaMeisim Agas B'Yomav. This is like a climax of the entire Sefer Devarim. Will there be Tchiyas HaMeisim? Will there not be Tchiyas HaMeisim? Will the second dream be the Nevuah of which he thought it would be? B'chohu Mekayma? Or would it not be? V'nistam Yimenu HaKeitz. Not the Keitz of 3,000 years later. 4,000 years later, which is coming any day in Mitzvah. But the Keitz B'Yomav, the Keitz, which is called Tchiyas HaMeisim, because the Torah, the Navi, refers to Tchiyas HaMeisim as the word Keitz. Hekitzu v'raninu sheich ni'afar. Wake up. It's called Hekitzu v'raninu sheich ni'afar. That's Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Navi. He wanted to megala the Keitz, v'nistam amemenu. And he ends up giving brachas to his children. This helps us understand why Yaakov is called the Shemesh, Shmi Shemesh, because the Shemesh has this kayach which is associated with the Talat Chia, of which the Pasuk says, Shemesh tzedako umarpa biknafeha. This is the Shemesh, which heals the world, which gives life to everything in the world. The source of all chaim in this world comes from the Shemesh. Everything which we nourish, life comes from the Shemesh in this world. That's Yaakov. He is the kayach which is able to bring life to the world. The Indian of Tchiyas, Migil Lebanai, who told him, Shemi Shemesh, that I'm the Shemesh. But he understood from the fact that he's being referenced as Shemesh in this Nevuah that he has the Koyach of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And together between him and Yosef, they'd be able to be in Tchiyas HaMeisim. But this was their understanding. Because they were connected in their roots to these dreams, to this Nevuah of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Which is why, going back to our other question, V'lo Yachol, V'lo Haya Yachol Yosef Lesapik, Kun Hodan anymore. There was more to do. Only the first dream was Niskayim. He still needed the second dream to be Niskayim. Had Yaakov come down and bowed down in the Signon and the way that it was part of the Tikkun, then it could have been different, but it didn't happen that way. The second dream was only this kind right before Yaakov was about to die, but already it wasn't this man. And it didn't happen. But Yosef was in line with Yaakov Avinu in terms of what these dreams were, Aviv Shamar Sadavar, and what these dreams meant. These weren't dreams, these were nevuahs about the greatest things which were still waiting to be Niskayim. This aspect of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And you can even say that the dream hasn't been Niskayim yet. We're still waiting for the Kima of this dream, because until Rachel bows down to Yosef, so we're still waiting for the final, this dream to be Niskayim. But I'll just end with the following note, that the Zohar asks the question in Medrash, why is it that Yosef was not Matzliach? So the Medrash, the Zohar says, it's quoting Yaakov Ruveni, She'ilu lo gila chalomai, had he not revealed his chalom to his brothers, lo haya ayin hara, haya miskayim yad. It would have, could have been miskayim yad, had he revealed it to his brothers. The fact that he revealed it to Yaakov was okay. But the Torah says that he revealed it to Yaakov, to his brothers, and that's why Yaakov had to speak up and to kind of hush it up and try to conceal it and say, Havo nava, aviv shamas. He had to protect it. Because he gave it an ayin har by revealing it to the brothers. That's why he needed a shmirah. And in the same way that the Luchos Rishonos were also broken because of ayin har. And in the same way the Gemara says that 99 of 100 people also died from ayin har. We're still suffering from, although Yosef himself is lamad from ayin har, but the fact that he exposed it, which was nogea to everybody, he put it tachas ha'ayin, created a kilkul in the whole matzav, and we're still waiting for that dream to be Niskayim. It should be soon with Kamashiach Tzidkeinu Mi'ar Amin.